This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Carr, C-A-R-R, first name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth May 13, 1961, date of evaluation September 11, 2023, the chief complaint pre-op right ankle surgery. The HBI, the patient is a 62-year-old male who reports a twisting injury to the right ankle, period. He stated that he had injured his ankle on approximately August of 2022, when he accidentally rolled his ankle, period. He began having pain, which he described as sharp and hot, period. Pain is typically 7-8/10. It is limited to the ankle and is associated with decreased range of motion, period. He underwent 4 weeks of physical therapy, followed by limited work conditions, period. However, he had continued with pain, period. He subsequently underwent MRI in March of 2023, which revealed a torn ligament, period. He was felt to require surgical intervention, period. He is seen preoperatively, period. The past medical history, hypertension, next number, dysrhythmia, next number, congestive heart failure, past surgical history, status post ablation, medications, flecainide, 100 milligrams, 1 BID, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, 1 BID, allergy. He is allergic to ACE inhibitors, period. He has cough, period. Family history, maternal grandmother had a CVA. Father died with congestive heart failure and coronary artery disease. A niece has sickle cell. A brother had diabetes. Social history. He is a prior smoker, none in 20 years. He reports marijuana use and alcohol use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional. He has had no fatigue, weight loss, or gain. Cardiac. He reports palpitations. Neurologic, he has headache. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 160/115, pulse 81, respiratory rate 18, height 66 inches, weight 242.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, the right ankle reveals a point of maximum tenderness implantation of the ATF and CF ligaments of the ankle. There is a positive anterior draw. There is moderate edema to the lateral foot and ankle. There is decreased range of motion on dorsiflexion period. Data review, MRI, April 10, 2023, reveals attenuation of the anterior talofibular ligament, TLOFIBULAR ligament, as well as scarring of the calcaneal fibular ligament, period. There is mild heterogeneity of the deltoid ligament with potential sequela of prior sprains. The impression. One, right ankle instability. Next number, chronic ankle pain, right? Next number, right gastrocnemius equinus. Next number, hypertension uncontrolled. Next number, history of congestive heart failure. Next number, history of dysrhythmia. Suspect atrial fibrillation. The plan, I have added losartan 100 milligrams to your daily to further control his blood pressure, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same period. Of note, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 81 beats per minute, and non-specific T-wave changes only. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Michael Carr.